Okay, here we are, the 6th of Nisan, the 31st day of March. We're up to the Pasuk in Shiras Hayam, after doing the introduction of Sus V'Rachmora Mabayam. Aziv Zimras Kav, Ahili Lishua, Zek Heli V'Anvehu, Elohe Avi, V'Arom Emenu. So let's begin with just an analysis of the words. Aziv, that God is a source of strength, certainly that is self-evident in terms of what we just talked about. Sus v'rochvo ramavayam, the overwhelming power that God was able to show, and how the Egyptians immediately recognized that power, as the pasuk says, "Anusim b'pnei Yisrael ki Hashem nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim." The Zimra, we'll talk about this as well. Unglus is metargim tush b'chasa, and the role of Shira here. And that God was my salvation. And I think we've pointed out many times in the past that we have to differentiate between words that, let's say, that come up in our Amidah. We have, you know, Melech Ozer. Sometimes God is the one that helps us. Sometimes God is, in other words, we're helping ourselves and God helps us. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Magei and He shields us. And sometimes God is our Moshia, that, you know, we were unable to help ourselves. You know, Vayisuvenei Yisrael Ed Seinehem. And the Jewish people just cried out to God with a sense of utter desperation. So that's Hashem as Yeshua. That's a very important word, anvehu. We'll talk about extensively today. Elokei Avi, this is the God of my father, not just Keli, but the God of my father. But Varom Emenhu, and I will praise him, I will give him Shabbat, I will exalt him. So let's begin with the celebrated passage of the Gemara in Masechta Sota, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Darash Rav Avira, Bischar Nashim Tzidkaniyo, Shehayu Ba'osu Hador, Nigalu Avosenu Mimitzrayim, Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. There's the Nashim Tzidkaniyo, Vishash Aholchos L'Shavayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mezamin Ham Dagim Tanim Bechadeyin, Vishavos mechzamayim and mechzadagim uvos vishovtos tekederos acha shalchamin vacha shaldagim umalichos etzel balehem usada marchitos osan vesachos osan umachilos osan umashkos osan viniskakos lahem. So basically, we're dealing with a situation where the women, after the men had sort of given up hope, and this is like a national iteration of what we saw with Amram. When Amram was separated from Yochaved, Vayelachish mi beis Levi, Vaykachas beis bas Levi, that it was Ikuchim Shniim, because Amram had given up, you know, on the idea of a Jewish future. And the Jewish women in general understood that we needed to persevere through hard times. There's a message for us there, right now. And they were able to encourage their husbands, and the husbands were enticed, and a Jewish future resulted. That was just the beginning of the issue. First, they had to get past, you know, their husband, so to speak, but what are they going to do with the child? So they had to give birth in the fields, where they would give birth in the Egyptian hospitals, the babies would be killed. The Kaddish Baruch Hu would help them. Shaleach mishmei maro mishamankir mashri osam kechaya zoshem mishaperes hasavlad. That God would send angels from the heavens down that would be able to take care and sustain these children in their most vulnerable state. Umelakid lahen shnei agulin echad shol shemen vechad shol dvash shenemar vayinikeu dvash misela veshemen meichal mishur. Vekevon shemakirin bahen mitzrayim. And once the Egyptians noticed what was going on, Boim Lahargan, they would come to the fields to attack these helpless infants, right? That's the cruelty, the achzarius of the Egyptians. Vinasa lamneis v'nivloin bekarka, and a miracle would occur, and they would become ensconced within the ground, submerged. Umevin shvarim v'chorshin al gaban, then the Egyptians wouldn't give up, and they would try to plow over the ground. Shenemar al gabi charshu charshim. Once the Egyptians were satisfied that there's no way there could be any survivors, so then they would grow out of the ground. This is obviously a very lyrical agada. We quote this pasuk during the Haggadah. And when they were old enough, they would come home. Shenemar v'atirbi v'atigdali v'atavi v'atavoi v'adi adayim. You guys all know this pasuk from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Altikri v'adi adayim ella be'edre adarim. Like flocks returning home, flocks of sheep. U'kshen negla kadosh baruch hu al hayam, heim ikiru tchila shenemar. So let's just focus here on this last line, which is so powerful. Heim ikiru tchila shenemar zekeliv envayo. That is to say, at the massive, you know, unrivaled Hashras Hashchina that was Priyas Yamsuf, the ones who recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu first were the ones who had, you know, so to speak, the experience of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in action before in a hidden way, in a daily level. You know, and that's really the message, is the people who are most sensitive to Giloy Shechina, when it's Bifarhesia, really those ones who have trained themselves, who have been trained, like the children in this beautiful Agada, who have been trained to appreciate the Yad Hashem when it was completely Nistar, when it was completely hidden. So their level of Hakara, their level of awareness of the Shechina, surpassed everyone else. So that's the first Tayara, Zeke Liv Yanvehu, Elokei Avi. Now let's move on from this particular interpretation to think about something that the Targum Onkla says. Den Elokai ve'evni le mikdasha Elokai dav hasi ve'eflach kadamuhi. So that was a resolve that was felt at Kriyas Yamsuf, at that moment of Hashras Hashchina, which was so powerful in that moment that Klal Yisrael committed at that point. When they saw God's majesty manifest in such a powerful way, you know, overturning the Egyptian army, so right, what Targum Onkla says is ve'evne le mikdasha, that we can't allow this to be a one-time event, but in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, the need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's continuing presence in our machana, in our midst, is essential. So yes, in Parshas Truma, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea on some level. But ve'evne le mikdasha was actually a sort of a spontaneous understanding of the Jewish people that this Hashras Hashchina had to continue on some level. And you see this again in two, and they appear to be two different opinions, but I think that Tzad HaShavah Shebehem is exactly what Unklos is driving at in the famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos regarding Hidr Mitzvah, and regarding the halachta bidrachav, this idea of capturing and encapsulating the Hashras Hashchina that was felt at that moment, and turning it into a permanent event. So we have the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamigim Matanya Zeh Keli Vanveu Hisnoa Lefana Bemitzos Ase Lefana Sukkah Noah Lulav Noah Shofar Noah Tzitzis Noah Sefer Torah Noah V'chasev Bal Dishmo B'diyo Noah B'kulmos Noah B'lavlar Uman V'kercho B'shirayin Noin, all based on Zeh Keli Vanveu, that every mitzvah is an opportunity for Hashras Hashchina, for sensing that opportunity for Kedusha. We discussed Birchas HaMitzvah so extensively this year, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvosav. And so as such, it's just extremely important, right, that Klal Yisrael, according to the Gemara, Zeh Keli V'anveyu, Hisnoa Lefanav B'mitzvos, to capture the Hashras Hashchina by performing each and every mitzvah, al tzad, you know, hahidr, in the most refined and aesthetic way possible. And then again, the Dvar Acher, in the name of Abba Shaul, Omer ve'anveo havidomelo ma'u chanun v'rachum afata heye chanun v'rachum. Right, and in the Chiddush there being that, right, that sense of capturing the Hashras Hashchina isn't only possible mitzvos ben adam l'makum, but it's possible mitzvos ben adam l'chavero as well, when we treat each other with chen, with rachamim, etc. Okay, so that was part of the resolve of Zeh Keli V'anveyu, is to not allow this singular moment of Hashras Hashchina, and it was undoubtedly a singular moment of Hashras Hashchina, to become only that, but to capture it in three different ways. Right? Evna la mikdasha, number one. Number two, hisnoa lefanav b'mitzvos. And number three, this idea of mahu rachum afatarachum, mahu chanun afatachanun, to capture it in our relationships bein adam lechaveru. Another interpretation, a third interpretation of v'anvehu, Dvar acher ve'anveyu lashanoi asaper noyosh v'shvachol levoi olam kigon ma dodech midod dodit sachvadom. Obviously, not a surprise that it's in Shir Hashirim v'chol ha'inyan. And we know the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Shir Hashirim is a mashal for avas Hashem, that there will be a spontaneous eruption of shira. We talked about this last week in our Hakdama to Shiras Hayam, and we talked about this in the context of the relationship between Shiras Hayam and Hallel, Asaper Noyo Vishivcho Levoi Olam. So the Ramban says that's definitely the Pshat. Zekeli Vanveo Shivenu Benove, right? So again, reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Zekeli Elokei Aviva Ramanu Shasaper Gvurosa Vezehu Vadai Pshuto Shel Mikra. This is the simple interpretation of the Beis HaMikdash, like Unkla says, and then Shasaper Givurosav as well. So just like Rashi said, Asaper Noyo Vishivcho Levai Olam. And the Rambam says this is indeed the primary expression, or I can't say the primary, but one of the primary expressions of Avas Hashem Bichlal. The Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Asei Gimel, in the context of his discussion of Avas Hashem. So the Rambam says, "Ukvar biyandri shezos haMitzvah gamkin kolala sheyu karin levnei Adam kulam lavodaso yisal lahamin bo v'zeh sha'atek sheteyahev ishecha tesaper b'shvacha v'tarba behem v'tikra b'nei Adam lehovoso." That you will naturally sing the praises of such an individual, and you would want people to appreciate him. V'zeh derech mashakasav kein. Right, avos lefi yedi, according to Rambam. Ata kori bli safek asichlim v'apsayim v'das yedia soemes asher yedata. V'lashon sifrei v'havtasham lokecha labrios, ahaveu al labrios k'avram avicha. Shenemar v'asanevish asher asu v'charan. So nolomar k'mosha avram, ibnei sheya oev, k'mosha yed akasav zera avraham alavi. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya. Vizeh be'otzem hasagaso is obviously based on the koach, and the sheer force of his knowledge. Kare b'nei Adam lahamin b'shem irov avaso kenata ovo so atchetikre lav b'nei ha'adam. So again, zeh keili v'anvehu, right? Rashi says, lashonoi asaper noyo v'shivcho levoi olam. And the Ramban agrees in terms of the pshat about how this pasuk expresses the spontaneous eruption of the Jewish people in Shira, and the Rambam certainly categorizes that as an expression of Ava Hashem, and the Ava that is eminently logical and that flows from having a sense of salvation as well. So what's so important to recognize here is the beginning of the Shira really captures the sense of the immense Avas Hashem that was felt at that moment between Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, right? What Pasuk says, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael, it said, Vayosh Hashem Vayom Vayom Yisrael Mitzav Yisrael, Vayosh Yisrael Beis Asfah Asayam, Vayosh Yisrael Yad HaGdola Asher Asar Hashem Mitzrayim, Vayiruha Ames Hashem, there was definitely Yiras Hashem, Vayaminu Hashem of Moshe Avdo, but then there's also Avas Hashem. We know that Yira and Ava really come together, and the Ahava expresses itself in absolute Shira, in the sense of an eruption, spontaneous song, Zekeli v'anvehu, lashonoi, asaper noyo v'shivcho levoi olam, and as expressed by the Rambam, that's the natural expression of Avas Hashem, kshata tehavi yishecha, tesaper b'shvachav, to give shevach, right, ta'avehu, ahavehu al habrios. One final observation before we conclude, as is noted by so many, right, what the Jewish people expressed here in this sublime pasuk, Zek Haley, right, I have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one of the yesodos of our system of theology, of our system of belief, the idea of a personal relationship with Hashem. Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'shchol asher yikra'u v'emes. That's always true. But Elokei Avi v'arom emenu, but that we understand that we're part of a chain. And the Jewish people appreciated that. We just talked about Avram as the paragon of Avas Hashem. I take the view that part of the Jewish people getting the rechosh when they left Egypt, so we know the Gemara in Masech de Brachos that we've discussed, that Avram would somehow, complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And so why does Avram care so much? Avram wasn't a greedy or selfish person. He wasn't, you know, love on Harami lahavdil, you know, he was always worried about being cheated. So I think part of that was that, as the Ramban explains, everything that happened in terms of Jewish people's sojourn in Egypt, the fact that it was triggered by Rav, the fact that the men were threatened with death and the women were taken, the fact that Paro and the Egyptians suffered, and the fact that they left with great wealth, all of that was predicated, Maisav Osim on the Banim, on what Avram Avinu personally experienced, right? As soon as Avram left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, V'Avram Kavein Mod, Babikna, Batsonu, Vabakar, etc. So, you know, there's this idea of the Jewish people, right, really following in the footsteps of Avram Avinu. V'achri chen yetzu b'chosh gadol was a kiyum in that masa avosim on the banim. So that's what the Gemara means, that Avram would complain, these are my children, they should experience in the way that I did. You shouldn't deprive them of that experience. It's not really about the money per se. So anyway, Rashi says, Elokei Avi, huzev, Avramenu, Elokei Avi, lo ani tchilas ha-kedusha, lemuchzekes, v'amedes li-akedusha, v'elohuso alai mimei avosai. That what the Jewish people were able to do, and that they were able to reconnect at this critical, critical moment with Avram Avinu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu is told at the snack, Hosamar b'nei Yisrael, Elokei Avosechem shlachani aleichem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov, Zeh shemi liolam, v'zeh zichri l'dor dor. That the Jewish people should conceive of themselves as b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And you know, what's really so powerful about this, if you look here in the final source, which is from the Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, in Yad HaChazaka, in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph, we've seen it so many times because it's just one of those foundational sources. So the Rambam explains the following. We know that, of course, Avram Avinu discovers monotheism and he passes on, V'odil Yitzchak Beno, and Yitzchak teaches Yaakov, etc., etc. And Yaakov, of course, with all of his sons, but especially Levi, this is the way that it was. And then we were in Egypt, and this is the passage that you have here in the 10th and final source. So that this sapling, this tree of conviction, of monotheism that Avram Avinu was able to plant, was nearly uprooted in Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, "Oh, and Yisalo kim lavo lakachas lo goy mikerev goy." That we became, you know, Ovdei Avodah Zarah along with the Egyptians, and I think that's a very obviously powerful image. But then the Rambam says the following: it almost was uprooted. Avas Hashem Usanu, but then in this expression of Hashem's love for us, we talked about our love for Hashem, Umishamra was Hashvua la Avram Avinu, because he kept the promise that he made to Avram Avinu, as we discussed just a moment ago at the Bris Vein HaMisarim, Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban Shalkal Neviyam Ushlacho, Mkeivan Shinisnavi Rosh Rabbeinu Bachar Shem Yisrael Nachala, Yechtirim Mitzos, Vyodiyam Derech Avodaso, Ma'iyam Mishbar Avodas Kochavim Mecholatoim Achara, the idea was a rediscovery of our connection to Avram Avinu. So lo and behold, at this moment of intensive Hashras HaShchina, Kriyas Yamsuf, what did we express? Elokei Avi V'Aravimenu. It was particularly the idea that we were B'nai Avram, and not just Avram, but Yitzchak and Yaakov, but in this case, certainly with the emphasis on Avram Avinu, that comes to the fore, and that's exactly what the Jewish people emphasize at Shiras Hayam. They've now rediscovered that connection that they have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zekeli v'anveyu was both very personal, but alokei avi, no less important, v'aromimenhu. And that was a transformative moment for Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow.